Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
From impossible to first place.
Yep, Matt Underwood on the call last night, Guardians Television Network. Wow. Wow. I still can't believe it. I'm sitting here. All you want is more information after a game like that, too. You're like, I want more. I want to know what's going on. I want to know. You know, now all of a sudden you're trying to look and see what's going on with Houston last night after the game, too, because you're kind of like, okay, how is this going to play out, even if they can't pull off? I thought last night's win was just super important. If you can beat, if not the best pitcher in the game, close to the best pitcher in the game, on your own home turf, knowing that you're in this epic battle to try to make the playoffs and try to maneuver your way for a playoff spot.
Epic.
Yeah, this is everything the 90s Indians worked, right? Right? 90s Indians would go out there, they'd win by 15, 20 games, they'd be in cruise control until they got to the playoffs, right? It's like watching the Cavaliers sometimes. You know they're going to... This just... Every pitch matters. Everything that happens in the series matters.
How about Daniel Sneeman with a big hit late, too?
I thought that was awesome, too.
Yeah, good for him.
There were just so many moments in last night's game, too, and... You want to sit here and dissect one game, but you know it's so much more than just one game. Like, the whole story is just epic.
Andy,
epic.
The Tigers have now lost 10 of 11 games. Oh, my gosh. I mean, if you're in Detroit, you can't even imagine that this has happened, can you? Because we pointed this out yesterday. It's not just, okay, could one team go in the tank and lose 10 of 11? Sure. And could one team get hot and win 11 of 12? Sure.
Right.
How likely is it that both of those things happen and let a team back in the race?
It's never happened before.
It's unbelievable. Again, on September 4th, the Guardians were 11 games back. That's 20 days ago. 11 games back. They were 9.5 games back before the game on September 11th. That's 13 days ago. They were 9.5 back. And now they're in first place. And Andy, even more than that is you're looking at this.
Mm-hmm.
And right now they're in first place in the division. So that's a playoff spot.
Tied, but have the tiebreaker.
Correct. Yes. And the Guardians also have the tiebreaker over the Astros. If by chance something happens and they don't win the division, but they go for the wild card. So right now the Tigers are in the number 3 wild card spot. Astros are one game back. So if you want to look at it this way, Guardians are right now also one game up on the Astros. But they have the tiebreaker on Houston. They have the tiebreaker on Detroit. That's critical because you can see them ending, two of these teams ending up with the same record, right?
Yeah, and Los Oclemento, right? Isn't that what we said? Los Oclemento. I'll get it right one of these days.
You're doing excellent.
Los 5-1. Lobos. 5-1 win over Houston last night in a game that Houston's got to be saying, we're right there. Thank you. Thank you, team with no home. We appreciate you, Nomads. The Nomads of Sacramento, Las Vegas, Oakland, wherever you are. What a game. That was a little bit of help, too, because now you go into the weekend. Plus, what were you saying, Dan, before the show that, Texas is banged up going into this weekend?
No, the Rangers announced that they're shutting down Marcus Semien and Corey Seager, probably two of their three best players on that roster.
That's amazing.
They're shutting them down.
They've lost 8 in a row.
Yeah, they're done. They're what, 5 out now? 6 out? Something like that.
6 out.
Yeah.
They're 6 out.
Yeah, they've dropped out of the whole thing and are just going to get guys healthy.
which you kind of understand. But what's that mean for the final three games? In theory, you think, okay, great, they're missing two of their top guys. On the other hand, they're going to put guys in there who are probably a little hungrier at this point of the season. Might be playing a little harder.
10 days ago, the percentage chance of the Guardians making the playoffs was like less than 10%. Today, it's 80, almost 80, 79.9 if you want to round up that one
Stunning.
Point.
I can't think of another word that's better than that.
Can you enjoy? Do you think fans are enjoying the moment right now? Do you think they're enjoying the moment?
Better or be, Andy.
Yeah, but you know.
Forgive me. If
you know
if
as well as I do.
You're not enjoying this. You're not a Cleveland sports fan. I mean, seriously, how can you not be enjoying this? This is awesome.
Because, and you know this because we've been sitting here long enough and we've been doing this long enough, that there are fans sitting around going, well, you know, this is great, but they're just going to get wiped out in the first round of the playoffs. You know there are fans that are doing that. You know there are.
Okay.
I mean, I really don't want to be friends with you if that's what you're saying right now.
Aww.
Like, I don't even want to take a phone call if you're going to be that person. Because you know they're out there. They're your friends who go, oh, Andy, yeah, they came back 15 and a half, but then they're going to get the playoffs.
Starting pitching gives you a chance to win any game you play. And that doesn't mean that every game they play, they're going, you know, have a chance to win. Your starter might go out and get rocked. Okay? If your starter goes out and gets rocked, you're going to, whoever you are, you're going to have a tough time winning a baseball game. But these starters have given up two or fewer runs in 18 straight games. Oh my, that's the key to this whole thing. That's what's going on here. The starters have been incredible. And then the bullpen hasn't let them down. That's what's going on.
That's true, too. Oh, that is true, too. Man, the bullpen's been outstanding. And, you know, I kind of feel like, and you could say the same for the Browns, like if the Browns are going to win this year, the offense is going to have to wake up, right? And when you go back and look
at... To some extent, yes.
Yeah, and that's exactly where the Guardians are right now,
too. It's the same thing, pitching and defense. It's the same thing.
What, you got five? Okay, so they only scored two in that last game against Minnesota, but eight, that's 14 runs the last two games. 20 runs? 12 and 8. 20 runs in that series against Minnesota for a team that was, you know, struggling to put runs on the board. And you know you were trying to catch your breath because, you know, with last night, it's hard not to want to start counting innings, as I think a lot of people do that too. I know I do. You know, you're going back, okay, well, they scored in the first in the last game against.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
It's Minnesota, and now here we are through five innings of last night's game, and they can't score again. And they had opportunities too to get guys over, but in the first inning when they got guys on, I was like, oh, well, they better take advantage of this. They better jump on the board first. They better do something to try to make Detroit have to come from behind. And then, you know, they end up getting that run on the top of the six, and then boom, all of a sudden you get the mini offense comes to town and kicks a field goal there in the bottom of the six. So they end up with three at that point.
The mini offense. You know where I think this actually is? The pitching has been so good. I think they're in a situation where, and like last night against Skubal, who thinks they're going to catch up, right? But they've been doing this.
They've
been coming up with enough offense to win games. And is it the way you want to do it? No. But you kind of just have to buy into this because somehow, with an offense that's not very good, they've been able to come up with enough offense, and you just kind of have to wait for it. Like last night, Stephen Kwan was aggressive. He manufactured some offense. He got on base. Martinez laid down a perfect bunt. I mean, that was a great bunt by Martinez. You know, you want to try and beat one out, try and push it past the pitcher. Well, he didn't, but he pushed it far enough that Scooble had to try and do something that he's probably never done, you know, in an actual major league game before, and he didn't do it well. I mean, you put the pressure on the other team. That's one of the best attributes this team has had offensively, because it's not hitting, but they've been able to put pressure on the other team, which is weird, but it's worked.
Yeah, one of the other things I want to go back to last night's game is the strike zone. Dan, we were talking about this a little bit, and Jeff, you know, the three of us, that it's almost like that he was just missing, Williams was, early on in the game, right? He was just on the outside of the line, just on the outside of the line, just on the outside of the line. Then he started getting in trouble. Then Carl comes out and talks to him. I don't know. I always wonder how true the box is when you're watching on TV. Do you believe wholeheartedly in that?
Andy, I always wonder that too.
I just don't know how that.
It's pretty accurate.
I know it is, but it's I know, but I wonder every time I see it,
especially on a ball that's on the line. It's just so close.
Last night, the strike zone was a little.
There were some
debatable.
There were some weird calls,
and
in
it
that
was
game
for
too.
Both teams too.
Yeah, exactly.
It was not slight in any direction. It was a funky strike zone.
But you know,
zone.
But
they. I mean, they were super. They were not happy at all, and I don't blame. If I was Detroit, I would have been a little irritated.
We all know what happens there, though. If the strike zone's a little much. As a hitter, you've got to open up your strike zone a little.
Yeah, especially by the sixth, seventh, eighth inning,
if
right?
If you think it's in, just barely in or just barely out, you better be swinging. It's pretty simple.
I always look at that, like if you watch a game in the first inning and you see that they might call a strike that's maybe just nipped a part of the box, not even came close to a part of the box, and then watch that for the rest of the night. And if the umpire continues to call that strike all night, then I think that's what you want. You want the consistency. It may cost you your first at bat, but at least you can get consistency. And guys go back in the dugout and they're like, "Hey, he's not calling that. He is calling this." I mean, everybody talks. We all know what's going on during the game. And as long as I thought, as bad as you may have thought it was, did you think it was consistent at least?
It was consistently not good.
Yeah, I mean, it was consistently in the same kind of spots.
Yeah. Oh, it was. It was a very wide strike zone, to state the least, but it was
wide for
both sides. It was a little high, it was a little wide, but it was that way for everyone. So you can't complain too much, but there were a couple calls that you were like, really? Okay.
Josh is in North Olmsted, home of the Eagles. Hi, Josh.
It's Jeff.
What's up, Jeff?
Hello,
man.
You guys knew I was going to be the first one to try to get in on the line.
Of course. You know, in our pre-show meeting, we're like, we think Jeff will be the first one to call in. We did that last week. We predicted today you'd be the first.
So think about this. Couple points. One on Stephen Vogt, and I finally said his name correctly and didn't butcher it.
Nice job.
I listened to a Hammy interview with him yesterday.
Which is every
game. On the manager show before the pregame, and he said something I thought was extremely interesting. And it was, after the game they lost in Minnesota, he's not a speech guy. He went into the locker room, and he said, guys, got everybody's attention, because I guess he said the energy was a little down. He said, guys. Crank the music up, crack some beers, play some cards. You guys have done great to this point. We're going to go home and we're going to go into the final stretch. Something along those lines. Yeah. But he was just trying to lighten the mood for all the guys, right? Take the pressure off, whatever pressure there is there. But I don't think there is. Now we translate to the game, right? Two talking points that are huge for me. Gavin Williams, bottom of the fourth, gives up back-to-back doubles. We go down 1-0. Bases loaded. He gets out of that jam. I can't tell you, I was off my couch actually fist pumping my best Tiger Woods fist pumps when he was striking those guys out. It was huge. It just showed the confidence in him. And he kind of weathered himself and battled through everything. Gave up that home run to Riley Green, but it was a solo shot. So we're down 2-0. Fast forward to the sixth, Jeff. I love what you just said. You said we're the ones applying the pressure, and you're 100% correct. I know the bunt's not sexy, but guess what? It got the job done. You got defenders having to rotate to cover bags, and things happen in those moments. I don't care about statistics. Let's not even talk about offensive statistics anymore. It's a moot point because we are in first place, gentlemen. And the best part about being in the driver's seat with this tiebreaker, it's a two-game swing. If we win tonight, which I again, I'm going to go out and guarantee, like I did the Scooble win last night.
Oh, baby.
Oh, wow.
Sucking the life out of them, gentlemen. And tonight will be the end of the Tigers' playoff aspiration hopes. Because guess what? Boston playing them at the end of the season is going to be their biggest downfall.
There you go. All right. Man, are you pumped? Oh, man, you can feel it. I mean, he predicted it. We should have known. Why? I don't know why we didn't trust him.
I don't know.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.